morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，早上好。
You know that many people, including Pastor Sue, who was here just last month.
很多人包括上个月来到我们教会的徐牧师。
They all have preached on the visit of Nicodemus.
他们都讲到的时候讲到尼哥底母晚上来见耶稣。
But today I'd like to share with you a different understanding of the same instant.
今天我要在这里跟大家分享的是一个有点不一样的一个理解。
That God has allowed me to see.
这是神让我看到的。
You know that according to Mark, the Gospel of Mark, Jesus began his ministry. The first thing he does is to cast out demons and to heal people.
马可福音记载，当耶稣开始他在地上的服事的时候，他首先做的事情是医病和赶鬼。
We read this very easily. The evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drew out many demons.
马可福音一章三十二节说，天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前。合城的人都聚集在门前，耶稣治好了很许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼。
Luke also said the same thing.
路加福音基本上讲的是同样的。
At sunset, people brought to Jesus all he had various kinds of sickness and laid his hand on each one. He healed them, and moreover, demons came out of many people.
路加福音四章第十节，日落的时候，凡有病人的不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里。耶稣按手在他们个人身上医好他们，又有鬼从好些人身上出来。
So did Matthew.
马太福音也一样。
News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, who suffering with severe pain, demon possessed, and who have seizure and paralyzed.And he healed them.
马太福音四章二十四节，他的名声就传遍了叙利亚。那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的和鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来。耶稣就治好了他们。
So according to Mark, Matthew, and Luke, when Jesus began his ministry, he was known for healing the sick and cast out demons.
路加福音、马可福音、马太福音都记载了，当耶稣在地上开始服事的时候，他最出名的就是开始医病和赶鬼。
Jesus was the healer of the body and of the mind.
耶稣是身体和头脑的医治者。
This is also what the church wanted Jesus to do for us today.
今天我们的教会也希望耶稣也为我们做这些事情。
Heal our sickness, chronic pain, dementia, and cancer.
来医治我们的病，我们那个慢性的病痛，然后来驱赶魔鬼。
And restore our broken relationship.
来恢复那些破碎的关系。
Between husband and wife.
丈夫和妻子之间的关系。
Between parents and children.
父母和孩子之间的关系，
even between different parts of the church,
甚至在教会中间弟兄姐妹们之间的一些关系问题。
Help us to revive those who have burned it out.
来帮助那些我们感到疲惫的人能够得到复兴。
Or discouraged or is retreating.
疲惫的，或者沮丧的，或是想后退的，神让我们复兴。
And cast out the demons of indifference, uncaring, and apathy from possessing us.
来驱赶那些附在我们身上的那些冷漠、冷淡、漠不关心的那些魔鬼。
All these we wanted Jesus to do for us.
所有的这些我们希望耶稣能为我们做。
All this we wanted the church to do with us also.
所有的这些我们也希望教会能为我们做。
And yet John never mentioned any of this in chapter 3.
但是约翰福音第三章中没有提到任何这些。
He only recorded the visit of one Nicodemus.
约翰福音第三章只是记载了尼哥底母晚上来见耶稣。
He was a man of stature and power and a member of the Jewish ruling council.
尼哥底母是一个有身份有地位的，是犹太人议会的成员。
So he came to Jesus at night.
所以他晚上来见耶稣。
He said, Rabbi,
他说拉比
we know that you are a teacher come from God.
我们知道你是从神那里来做师父的。
For no one can perform the sign that you are doing if God were not with him.
如果没有神与你同在，没有人能做你能够做的那些神迹。
Well, Nicodemus was neither sick nor poor.
尼哥底母他没有生病，他也不穷。
It would seem that he would have no need of Jesus.
表面上看，他没有必要来见耶稣。
Yet, why did he came?
但是他为什么要来见耶稣
？Maybe it's because Jesus' sign had startled him.
也许耶稣行的那些神迹让他觉得惊奇。
Make him aware that events are not just routines, day in, day out the same.
也许耶稣行的那些神迹、那些事情，让他觉得这不是日复一日的那些日常的事情。
It awakens in him a realization of the intangible.
也许这些唤醒了他心中的那些没有觉察到的一些东西的一些思考。
Maybe also a yearning for those that is beyond and above the ordinary.
也许他有那种对平常的事情以外的想要了解这些事情的一种渴望。
He wants to know more about this extraordinary man who can perform those extraordinary signs.
他想要更多的了解那个能行奇妙的神迹的那个人他想要知道这个奇妙的人就是耶稣。
Now the Chinese Bible translated sign as miracles.
这个词 sign 就是我们中文翻译呢把它翻成是神迹。
But that's not exactly what this word means.
但是这个字的本身的意思不是神迹。
We have a clear example of this from Isaiah.
我们有一个非常清楚的例子在以赛亚书。
Here it says that therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
Sign 这个词在以赛亚书七章十四节是兆头。因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Clearly over here, sign means 兆头。
在这里头 ,sign 是讲的是一个兆头。
So we know that a sign points to something else.
我们知道那个兆头就是指向其他另外一个东西。
An exit sign tells you where the exit is.
这个 sign 正好也是标志的意思一个出口的标志实际上是告诉你出口在哪里。
You don't want to look at the sign for its own sake, but you want to look at it so that it can tell you where the exit is.
那个出口的那个标志牌你这个本身那个标志牌不是你想要看的，你想要看的是这个标志牌告诉你出口在哪里。
So it is with John. He is telling us the sign, but we must know what they are pointing to.
所以在这里，约翰想让我们知道的是这些兆头这些神迹，这些兆头到底是指向哪里？
when it's struck by Nicodemus' word, because he said, for no one could perform the signs which is pearl.
有一个我们要特别注意的是尼哥底母在这里用到了这个 signs， 是一个复数，指的是有很多的神迹。
So Nicodemus must have witnessed many signs performed by Jesus.
所以应该是尼哥底母看到了很多耶稣所行的神迹。
But before Nicodemus visit, there was only one sign recorded in chapter 2 of John.
但是在约翰福音里头，在尼哥底母去见耶稣之前，只是在约翰福音的第二章里头记载了一个神迹。
The sign in chapter 2 is when Jesus turned water into wine.
这个神迹在约翰福音第二章是耶稣把水变成酒。
So we must understand the Gospel of John is unlike the other three Gospels.
我们必须理解约翰福音是跟其他的三卷福音书有不一样的地方。
It is intended to give us more than just a biography of Jesus.
约翰福音讲的是超出了只是给我们讲耶稣的生平。
He wants to tell us how extraordinary Jesus is.
约翰福音想要告诉我们的是耶稣他是如何的不同寻常。
Now the first half of John from chapter 1 to 11 is known as the Book of Signs.
约翰福音的第一部分从第一章到第十一章常常被称作为神迹书。
Because it recorded exactly 7 signs.
因为这十一章书里头记载了正好是七个神迹。
From changing water into wine in chapter 2 to the raising of Lazarus from the dead in chapter 11.
从第二章的水变成酒到第十一章耶稣让拉撒路复活。
The most memorable verse from chapter 2 is
在第二章最难忘的一句 经文是
is recorded that when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
记载在约翰福音二章第三节，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
A thousand sermons must have preached on this verse.
可能有几千个讲道就是在讲这一节经文，没有酒了。
When the wine is gone and there is no more wine, it is then time for Jesus.
酒没有了，当酒没有的时候，耶稣该出场了。
Wine is the symbol of all things desirable in life.
酒在这里象征着我们生活中我们所想要的一些事情。
Maybe it's wealth.
也许是财富。
Maybe it's fame.
也许是名声。
Maybe it's health.
也许是健康
Maybe it's love
也许是爱
All are intoxicating and are therefore the ones of life
这些东西都让人沉醉让人着迷所以他们是生活中间的酒
But one day they will all be gone and no more wine
但是有一天这些东西都会没有都会失去会没有酒了
The end of wine is the beginning of Jesus.
酒用尽的时候是耶稣的开始。
So the sign of the wine points to Jesus.
所以这个酒的这个神迹或者这个兆头指向的是耶稣。
Not only that, according to the master of the banquet,
不仅仅如此，根据这个管宴席的人说的。
After he tasted the water that has been turned into wine, he said to the bridegroom, "You have saved the best till now."
当他尝了那个耶稣把水变成的酒之后，他跟新郎说，你把最好的酒留到了最后。
So Jesus not only turned water into wine, he turned water into the best of wine.
所以耶稣不仅仅是把水变成了酒，他 他把水变成了最好的酒。
Better than wealth.
比财富还要好。
Better than fame.
比名声还要好。
Better than health.
比健康还要好。
And even better than love.
甚至比爱还要好。
The most memorable verse from the last sign in chapter 11 is verse 25.
最难忘的在第十一节所第十一章所记载的一个神迹的是在约翰福音十一章的二十五节。
When Jesus tell Martha,
是耶稣告诉马大的话。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
The sign here is even more direct.
在这里这个兆头所指向的东西是更加更加的清楚。
The death of Lazarus points to Jesus.
拉撒路的死是指向耶稣。
That is the end of life is the beginning of Jesus for those who believe in him.
所以这里告诉我们生命的尽头对那些信耶稣的人来说是耶稣基督的开始。
The rest of the chapters in John are called the Book of Glory.
在十一章以后的约翰福音被称作为荣耀之书。
Maybe we will meditate on that in a future day.
也许我们在以后的讲到再跟大家分享这一部分。
But now we come back to Nicodemus' visit.
现在我们还是回到尼哥底母来看耶稣访问。
Well, ignoring Nicodemus' compliment, Jesus told him directly that
耶稣对尼哥底母说的谎话就基本上就无视，而是直接的跟他说
Really, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若非重生，就不能进入神的国。
This word, again, is a translation of the Greek word anathen.
在这儿这个重生再一次这个 again 这个词实际上是翻译了希腊文里头的一个词叫 anathen.
And so if you read the English okay, translation, you will see the footnote that this word means above.
我们去读英文圣经的时候，有时候会它有一个角标标注说这个字也可以翻成从上面。
And this is the same word that occurred in verse 31 that we read.
而这个词跟在第三十一节我们刚刚读过的用到的这个词是同一个词，从天上来上。
And actually, many translation actually state Jesus' word more directly as the following.
其实有很多。其实有很多的这个译本啊是更加直接的来翻耶稣的这句话。
Verily I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born from above.
这个其他的这个译本上是这样子说的，耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不从天上生，就不能见神的国。
SoDid Nicodemus misunderstood Jesus' word anathen and hear it as again instead of above?
所以这个尼哥底母有没有听了耶稣讲的这个词 anathen? 他有没有误解？到底是再生一次重生，还是从上升，从天上升？
So is it born again or is it born from above?
那到底是重生还是从上升，从天上升。
Now the Greek word anathen appears 13 times in the New Testament.
这个希腊词 anathen 在新约圣经里头出现了十三次。
It oscillates between these two meanings.
而这个十三次出现的意义是在这两者之间交替的出现。
For example,
比如说
In Matthew 27:51, just then the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top, which is above, to the bottom.
马太福音27:51说，忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
This time the Chinese translation is more correct. The curtain was torn.From above.
在这里呢，中文的翻译是准确的。殿里的幔子是从上裂下来，在里面这个词翻成上。
But whatever the meaning of anathema, Nicodemus will have the same dilemma.
不管到底是讲的是重生还是从上生，对尼哥底母来说是一个两难的事情。
How can this be?
怎么才能做到呢?
If born again, surely they cannot enter the second time into the mother's womb.
那如果是重生，那很显然，人长大了不能再进母腹再生一次。
If born from above, what does that even mean?
如果是从上生，这到底是什么意思啊?
But Jesus gave Nicodemus a clue.
但是耶稣给尼哥底母一个 clue 给他一个提示。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Spirit gives birth to spirit."
耶稣对尼哥底母说是灵生灵。
Therefore, this cannot be a physical rebirth.
所以在这里，这个绝对不会是在讲一个。实际上的一个再生一次
Born again or born from above can only be a spiritual rebirth
不管是重生还是从上生只能是属灵上的生
A change of the heart
是心的改变
A change of the mind
是思想的改变
A change of one's view of life
是人生观的改变
And where can we learn about these changes?
那我们怎么样才能学习这些变化呢?
Instead of abstract discussion, it would be helpful to find an example from whom we can learn and follow.
我们不要去来做一些抽象的讨论。最好的是我们能找到一个人作为榜样，我们能够从他身上来学习。
Fortunately, we have just such an example in the Apostle Paul.
幸运的是，我们就有这样一个非常完美的一个榜样，我们可以来学习这个人就是使徒保罗。
In Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8, Paul declares that.
在腓立比书3:7-8，保罗这样宣称。
But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。
For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them garbage, and I may gain Christ.
因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
We know that Paul's life was changed when he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus.
我们知道。保罗的生命在他在大马士革的路上碰到耶稣的时候，他的生命得到改变。
But we don't know how he changed inside until he tells us now.
但是我们并不知道他的内心是怎么改变的，一直到我们读到这段经文才知道他是怎么变的。
This is clearly a change of the heart.
读这节经文，我们非常清楚地看到，他的心改变了。
A change of the mind.
他的思想改变了。
A change of one's value in life.
他的人生观，他的价值观改变了。
What was considered gain before is now count as loss.
以前他认为有益的，现在他认为是有损的。
Not just even loss, but as garbage.
不仅仅是有损的，他把它看作粪土。
As compared to the surpassing worth of Christ.
主耶稣基督为至宝相比，这些都是粪土。
Paul has no need of wealth.
保罗他不需要财富。
Because we read in Philippians 4:12,
因为我们可以从腓立比书第四章十二节能看出他不需要财富。
I know what is to be need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
腓立比书四章十二节，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处富足，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Paul also did not care for fame.
保罗对名声他也不是很在意。
He recommended, this is his recommendation in 1 Thessalonians.
他在帖撒罗尼迦前书是这样 来要求我们，鼓励我们。
Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十一节，保罗说要立志做安静人。
This sounds very odd to Chinese parents.
这句话对我们华人的父母来说，这个听起来觉得很奇怪。
It's not something that we tell our children.
这通常不是我们做父母的跟我们的孩子说，我们要跟孩子说出人头地，对吗？
But we need to consider there is wisdom in Paul's word.
但是我们要知道，在保罗说的话中，他有他的智慧。
He will balance our view of life.
他会来平衡我们对世界的观点，世界观。
Paul was not in good health.
保罗其实他身体并不好。
He endures constant pain.
他一直在承受病痛。
He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 to 9.
他在哥林多前书十二章七到九节。
I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I plead with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为之事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
To Paul, God's grace is sufficient medicine.
对保罗来说，神的恩典是足够的良药。
And Paul forsaken love for the love of God.
并且保罗因为他爱神，他放弃了爱。
He says in tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 7:32-33, I would like you to be free from concern. An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affair and how he can please the Lord. But a married man is concerned about the affair of his world and how he can please his wife.
哥林多前书七章三十二节说，我愿你们无所挂虑，没有娶妻的是为主的事挂虑，想怎样叫主喜悦；娶了妻的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫妻子喜悦。在这里保罗在讲他自己没有娶妻是为了叫主喜悦。
To Paul then, Jesus is the best.
对保罗来说，耶稣是最好的。
The surpassing word.
然后他是耶稣是对他对保罗来说，耶稣是至宝。
Better than wealth.
比财富来的，比财富好。
Better than fame.
比名声来的好。
Better than health.
比健康来的好。
Better than love.
甚至比爱还要好。
Indeed is the best of wine.
这些其实耶稣、啊、在这里耶稣确确实实是最好的酒。
So therefore there are no greater example than Paul to teach us what does it mean to be born from above.
所以我们是不可能找到另外一个更好的例子，就是用保罗作为一个例子来帮助我们理解从上升到底是什么意思。
And where did this word another mentioned in the New Testament again?
这个 another 就是上，从上升这个上这个词第二次出现，接下来出现是在哪里呢？
Because it says, we recall, it says that the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to the bottom.
是在马太福音27:51，忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
But when is the then?
这个忽然也就是说就在那时，它指的是什么时候呢？
Well, that was in the previous verse.
哦，这个什么时候我们可以看前面一节，就是第50节。
In verses 50, it says that when Jesus had cried out in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit.
50节说耶稣要大声喊叫，气就绝了。
The then is when Jesus died on the cross.
是什么时候呢？是耶稣在十字架上死的时候。
So, can it be that born from above is related to Christ's death and crucifixion?
所以有没有这种可能，从上升是和耶稣在十字架上受死是相连的。
One cannot but notice this association because Paul repeatedly identified with Christ's crucifixion.
但是我们不仅会注意到保罗一再的把他和耶稣在十字架上死连在一起。
Because we read in Galatians chapter 2, he said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书2:20说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
This is a passage that my pastor say cited frequently when I was a teenager 60 years ago.
这节经文是我60多年前，我还是十几岁的时候，我的牧师经常讲到、经常背的一节经文。
I have never failed to be deeply moved by his passion and conviction.
我每次都为保罗讲这句话的这种热心啊，这种心里表示出来的确据而深深的感动。
Who would say such a thing if he does not love Christ deeply?
如果这个人不是那么深深的爱基督的话，他怎么可能说出这样的话？
Or have felt the love of Christ even more deeply?
或者是如果他不感到，没有感到耶稣是那样更深深的爱着他，他怎么可能说这样的话？
In Galatians chapter 6, he repeat that again.
在加拉太书第6章，他重复了类似的话。
This is not. it's not turning. So in Galatians 6, Paul said it again, may I never boast except in the cause of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
加拉太书第六章十四节，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
And in Galatians 5, he makes it more explicit that to be crucified with Christ is to be lived by the Spirit.
在加拉太书第五章，他更清楚地讲了我们若是讲到了我们是要靠圣灵得生。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
加拉太书第五章二十二节说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So Paul is telling us here very clearly.
所以保罗在这里非常非常清楚地告诉我们，
In order to live by the Spirit and walk in step with the Spirit, one must be crucified with Christ.
我们若是要靠圣灵得生，靠圣灵行事，我们就必须和基督同钉十字架。
Therefore, to be born from the Spirit, which is to make alive in the Spirit, can only mean that one must first die with Christ.
所以，从圣灵生，在圣灵里头重生，一定是和在十字架上同死相关的。
To solve many of the problems that beset our computer, sometimes we just need to shut it down and reboot it again.
我们有时候计算机、电脑有很多很多的问题，要解决这些问题，常常就是把它关机再重启一下，这些问题可能就没有了。
To solve many of our own problems, Paul is teaching us here that we must first die with Christ.
要解答我们人生中间所面临的很多很多的问题，保罗给了我们一个答案，我们必须先死。
To be born again, one must first die with Christ.
要想重生，必须先和基督同死。
Maybe it's just as simple as that.
也许就这么简单。
To celebrate the communion, to remember Jesus dying for us.
我们在守圣餐来纪念耶稣为我们死的时候，
Maybe it's also to remind us that we should die with Christ too.
其实也是在提醒我们，我们也应该和基督同死。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passion and desire.
那些和基督同死的人是连同自己的肉体的邪情和私欲和耶稣一起和基督一起同钉十字架。
To examine ourselves during the communion is to ask ourselves, have we also been crucified?
在我们圣餐的时候，我们省察自己的时候，实际上也是在问我们是不是和基督已经同钉十字架。
The greatest message of Christianity is the resurrection of Christ and all those who have faith in Christ.
我们基督教最美好的信息就是耶稣和信他的人的复活。
The greatest message from Paul to all Christians to live spiritually is that you must first die with Christ.
在这个最美好的保罗给基督徒的最美好的信息就是我们如果要在灵里活我们必须要先和基督一起死。
Did Nicodemus misunderstood Jesus' word?
那么尼哥底母有没有误解耶稣的话？
Did we also misunderstand what Jesus is telling Nicodemus?
也许我们是不是也误解了耶稣告诉尼哥底母的话到底是什么意思？
And why then that John did not address the physical need of all mankind as Matthew, Mark, and Luke have?
那为什么约翰福音没有像马可福音、马太福音、其他福音书一样，就花很多的篇幅来去记载身体上的需要，医病赶鬼
，the healing of the sick and the casting out of demon，
医治我们身体上的病和驱赶魔鬼。
John did not forget about such an important issue.
其实约翰并没有忘记这么重要的一个部分。
Near the end of the same discussion, he also talked about healing.
在同一段对话的结尾的部分，约翰福音其实也提到了医治。
In Jesus' way, he said, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him.
这是耶稣的话。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得到永生。
The symbol of the American Medical Society Association and the World Health Organization is a snake on a rod.
美国医学协会和世界卫生组织的它这个标志都是蛇在一个杖上。
This is inexplicable to most because snake bite are the world's leading cause of death.
这对绝大多数人来说，这个觉得是非常难以解释、难以理解的，因为被蛇咬是世界上最主要的死因之一。
Both the AMA and WHO claim that their logos is traced to a god of medicine, a Greek god of medicine.
美国医学协会和世界卫生组织，他们都声称这个标志要追溯到希腊神话里头的那个管医药的那个神。
But it is only according to the Bible that this makes perfect sense as a symbol of healing.
但是只能按照圣经的解释，我们才能看到这个标志是有道理的，因为蛇在杖上是医治。
Those Jesus healed, many become sick again.
那些被耶稣医治的人，很多人又重新得病。
Even Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead, eventually died.
被耶稣从死里复活的拉撒路，最终还是死了。
Those miracles are great signs.
所以的这些神迹是一个非常好的兆头。
But the healing of the body is only temporary.
但是身体的医治是暂时的。
Because the body is only temporary.
因为身体本身是暂时的。
The ultimate healing is the healing of the soul.
最终的医治是灵魂的医治。
That those who look up to the crucified Jesus and believe will be saved forever.
那些看到 被钉在十字架上的耶稣并且相信他的，就会永远的被得救。
So this is what the gospel of John is telling us.
所以这是约翰福音想要告诉我们的信息。
The end of one is the beginning of Jesus.
酒的尽头是耶稣的开首。
The end of life is the beginning of Jesus.
生命的尽头是耶稣的开头。
The end of me, my ego, passion and desire is the beginning of Jesus.
我的自我邪情私欲的尽头是耶稣的开头。
The end of doubt by looking up to the crucified Jesus and believe is the beginning of eternity.
怀疑的尽头通过仰望被钉十字架的耶稣并相信是永恒的开始。